What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Real Estate Investing Fast Track. I'm your host, Greg Helbeck, and on this podcast, you are going to learn exactly how to be a successful real estate investor step by step by me interviewing some of the top real estate investors and entrepreneurs in the entire country. And there's also going to be a bunch of episodes where I'm just going to individually talk about real estate deals that I've done that have been successful, some deals that haven't been successful. I'm going to talk about my weekly real estate investing lessons, stuff that I've learned from the trenches that you can learn for free on this podcast. So if you're looking to level up your game as a real estate investor or become a real estate investor, this is the podcast to listen to. So if you do get value from the show today, please do me a favor and leave us a review on whatever podcast platform you are listening on so we can get this message in front of more people. And without further ado, welcome to the show. Welcome to today's REI weekly lesson. I'm your host, Greg Helbeck. On today's podcast, I'm going to talk to you about how do you build a buyer's list for your wholesaling business. So before I get into that, if you're not familiar with me, my name is Greg Helbeck. I've been a full-time real estate investor now for over 8 years. I've done well over 200 houses. We got a relatively big business back on the East Coast. And everything you're going to learn on this podcast, whether it's a REI deal breakdown or like today an REI weekly lesson, is from real-world experience, not regurgitated theory out of a book. So today I'm actually going to talk about the top three ways to build a buyer's list in your local market if you are a wholesaler. So first things first, a buyer's list. What is a buyer's list? It's simply just a list of buyers in your local area that are willing and able to buy wholesale deals from you so you don't have to scramble and try to find people after you get a property under contract. If you can build this buyer's list up, once you have wholesale deals, you can literally email them or text them to this list. And if it's a good deal, 9 out of 10 times, it's going to sell without a lot of resistance. So what is the first way to build a buyer's list? What is my favorite way to do it? If I was going into a brand new market, I had no idea what I was doing in terms of buyers, this is the first thing I would do. I would actually go on Facebook and whatever area I'm in, I would go to a local Facebook group. Most likely they're all over the country. If you're in a relatively popular city, if you're in the middle of nowhere, you might not have it. You'll have to go to your closest local area. But for example, in the Hudson Valley, there's a big Facebook group. In Reno, where I live, there's a big Facebook group. So I'd find the local Facebook group for real estate investing and I would do a few things in that Facebook group. The first thing I'd do is I'd do keyword searches. So I would actually go inside this chat bar or the search bar on the Facebook group and I would look up the keyword cash buyer, right? And I would hit enter. And then any post that was made regarding cash buyers, whether that was another wholesaler selling a property or a cash buyer looking for a property, I would look and see the people in there and see if there's email addresses you can copy and paste into an Excel spreadsheet or a Google sheet. That's the first thing I do, a cash buyer keyword search. If you're in a big area and the Facebook group has over 1,000 people in there, you're probably going to get some good success just with that. Second thing I would do on the keyword search in the group, at Gmail, at Yahoo, at AOL, basic email addresses, because what that will do is if a wholesaler in the past posted a deal on Facebook in that group and a buyer responded with their email address, you can go back and see in all those posts what buyers reached out to whatever wholesaler that was for whatever deal that was in the past, which is a pretty good indication that they're probably still buying properties in the future. So I would just copy all those email addresses. That's like low hanging fruit, like easy. You don't have to make any posts on that. You just literally search in there and get some buyers that way. Regarding that Facebook group is I would actually just make a post. I would say, hey, I'm a wholesaler. I'm going to have some properties coming up soon, looking to get, you know, some buyers who are interested in buying in these specific areas. I would just put some local areas in there so they don't think you're some just random schmuck from out of town. And generally speaking, you're going to get some buyers to respond to you for that. And then the third thing regarding the Facebook group, and this is actually the easiest way to get a lot of buyers, but you need a deal for this, is when you actually have a property under contract in that area, you make a post in that group and you say, hey, I have a deal in this area at this price. If you're interested, send me your email in the comments or DM me your email and I'll get you all the information. That's going to get you the most buyers, but you need a deal in order to do that. And then the thing is, you're going to get those emails whether you sell to that buyer or not. And you can store those emails, like I said, in a spreadsheet. So the next time you have a deal, you already have their email address. You don't have to make that post. Way number one to get a good buyer's list. Thing number two, this one is one of my favorites when I'm working in an area that I'm not familiar with. Like I remember a couple of years ago, we were doing some deals in like Reading, Pennsylvania, and I had no buyers there. So what you can do is you can go into whatever area you're trying to wholesale in and go to redfin.com and you can do the MLS if you have the MLS. And you actually do a search for all the properties that have sold within the last 2 months or 3 months or month, whatever you decide. And you sort the properties that have sold from cheapest to most expensive. And you look at the cheapest properties that sold, not land, like actual houses. houses or duplexes or condos. And most likely, those are going to be investor deals if they're selling for cheap. That's how it works. And you want to actually get in touch and see who the buyer's agent was who bought that property and reach out to that buyer's agent and see if you can add them to your buyer's list for any deals you have in the future. And the cool thing about that is, yeah, you'll have to probably pay them a commission, which is no problem at all because they're bringing you a buyer. However, one buyer's agent might have 5 to 20 buyers that they work with. So that one contact could literally give you 5 to 20 different buyers. So that's a huge hack. You go to the cheapest properties that sold on Redfin or the MLS. You reach out to the buyer's agents and you tell them, hey, I have a wholesale deal coming up soon. I'm looking to sell to a buyer. I saw that you sold your property to this buyer, or I saw you represented a buyer on this property. Do you think they'd be open to buying this property I have over on whatever street? So reaching out to buyer's agents who've represented buyers who have bought properties, that's a huge way to find buyers in any city. And a lot of these buyer's agents are going to be super cool because they're literally getting the call out of the blue from somebody who has a deal. So it's just a really easy way to get a decent pool of buyers through real estate agents. And then the third way to find buyers is actually scraping public records and using software to find buyers. So there's a tool called PropStream.com where you can actually go on there and do a search of all cash buyers who bought properties in your area. A lot of those buyers are going to be in an LLC. So in order to find out who the owners are, you'll have to research the LLC and probably find the managing members or the registered agent. And that's a little bit more work, but you can definitely find people through that. If they bought the house in cash and it was in their personal name, you can literally just skip trace them and get their cell phone number and call them and see if they'd be open to buying properties. You can use a tool called investorlift.com. It's just a huge database of buyers. You can directly reach out to buyers through that. I think they're in that software. You can see their valid phone number if other investors have reached out to them. So that's a really easy way to find buyers. And then also another thing you could do, and this is a little bit more in the weeds, but you can look on Zillow or Redfin once again, all the properties that sold for cash. And then you can go into your local county recorder and see who the LLC was through the public record and then see if you can get their information that way. So those three ways are the easiest way to build a buyer's list. The other way you could do this, and this is, you know, fairly straightforward as well, is you could find another wholesaler who's successful in that market and offer to JV with them your first five deals. And as they sell their deal or your deal to their buyers, you're going to obviously know who the buyers are because they're probably going to tell you. And then you can always add those buyers to your list for deals in the future after you finish your JV stint with them. But don't just try to poach your buyers right off the bat. Definitely do five or so deals with them. And then every time you guys sell a property, get the buyer's information. So when you go off on your own, you have those buyers that you've already known who bought properties through you and the JV partner. But those are some of the easier ways to do it. Another good way you can do this is you can reach out to your closing attorney or your title company, depending on what state you're in. And you could just say, hey, listen, who's a client of yours who buys properties for cash? And most likely they're going to give you that information because, you know, if their client buys a property, they're going to ultimately get that title or attorney business. And then one more way I'll share just as some bonus ways is you go to the local real estate investing club, wherever you are in whatever city you're in, and just literally tell everyone. One, you're newer to wholesaling and you're looking to build up some buyers. And if anyone here is an actual buyer, give me your information and I'll add you to my list. The key here with this is you always want to make sure when you have the buyer's information, preferably their email address. If you have their cell phone number, great, but I like to do everything through email for the most part. You always want to take that information and put it in some sort of a database, whether that's an Excel spreadsheet, a Google sheet, or I use a software called ActiveCampaign, which is an email marketing software. You don't want to just have these emails sitting out in the middle of nowhere. You want to put them in some sort of a spreadsheet, at least, if not an email software, where you can house all these buyers and update them. And you want to have it in an organized file. So you're not like shuffling like chicken with your head cut off every time you have a wholesale deal. So make sure you keep good records of these buyers. And if you do these things I mentioned and you do them for a while persistently and consistently, you'll have a great buyers list and you'll have no problem selling your wholesale deals to those buyers, obviously, if it's a deal. If you have a piece of crap property and the numbers don't make sense, doesn't matter how good your buyers list is, no one's going to buy it. Hopefully you got value from this podcast. If you did, you could do me a solid favor and review this podcast on whatever listening platform. And if you're watching on YouTube, if you can just like the video and subscribe to my channel, really mean a lot to me. And shameless plug, if you are local to the Hudson Valley, Reno, Delaware, or San Diego, and you have a house you want to wholesale to me, I am a buyer, wink, wink, or if you want to just wholesale it with me, if you want to just JV wholesale it, I can also help you with that as well. So if you have any property you want me to take a look at, send me an email, greg@velocityhousebuyers.com, or you can send me a private message on Instagram @grego37. I hope you got value from this, and I will see you on the next REI Weekly Lesson.